Hi, everybody. Tonight is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we're going to first do a mind to heart drop for everybody. Today's date is February 19th, 2011. So here we go, mind drop. This is to have your mind energy, your thoughts inside of your head drop down to your heart so you can be heart-centered, which takes you out of the timeline reality. Here we go. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. This you can do yourself. We'll be going to the light ship in a few minutes here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you can probably feel the energy dropping. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So you should be at the zero point now, which means you're out of time in the time-based reality that you live in. The reason you'll know that is that it's very hard to have a negative or positive thought. So you're out of time. And we're going to bring in some peace energy for everybody listening on the archives. All of our archive shows that are Saturday, where we go to the light ship, they do not work for going to the light ship. You have to be live on the program. So if you listen to this program on an archive, then definitely join us on a Saturday so you can go up yourself. And you can bring your animals and pets with too, in flower tree gardens. So here we go. Let's bring in some peace energy. Scroll down on your monitor screen. You're going to see the light beam there. And we're going to command the energy to get a male light beam to come in. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So when you go to the light ship, you're going there in your full body. Whatever you're wearing now is going up, and you're still going to be seated where you are. You're going to, or standing, whatever you're doing right now, you're not going to, in a sense, have the sense of leaving here, but you may have the sense of being on the light ship. A lot of people can see the light beams and what they're doing to you up there for physical healing. So let's go to the light ship right now. If you have any animals or pets, flower, tree, garden, plants you want to bring up, by all means do so. Here we go, and you want to think of one physical problem that you're dealing with. And we're going up. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy around you change. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. You're now on the light ship. We're going to go into the first room. So let me see where they want to take us tonight. We're going to go into a room which has the green ferns. So if you're a plant lover and you like ferns, you're going to see wonderful large ferns there. And along with that, I'm going to bring in an oxygen. And this oxygen number is 14. Each one has their own qualities to them. And they change each time we go to the light ship as far as the numbers. So if you had good results with one number, it may not be the same the next time with that same number. So I'll just kind of take note of that. Everything's in the moment. So this is number 14 that they're going to present to us now. And this is the green energy from the ferns. You might see a lot of ferns there. There's a lot of mist in the air. Kind of like a coastal climate. Here we go. So bringing in these two energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room which has the wonderful hot tubs. This is used to detoxify your body. Now, if you happen to be in an area right now where it's a little cold, then you can also request to have your body temperature increased a little bit. And they can do that quite nicely. The hot tubs work very well for this here. If you're in an area where it's too hot, then you can also have it cooled down. So this is kind of your choice. Here we go. We're going into the hot tubs. And the hot tub energy that's working with us right now, there's light beams there doing some work with us in the hot tubs. And these are the giraffes. And the giraffes are coming now. There's three of them. These are the giraffe light beam doctors. Remember, they have to take a body, a form, to do work as a conduit. So they chose a giraffe. This is where they're going to have this blueprint energized after the ascension time. They'll be somewhere as a giraffe. So here we go. We're in this wonderful energy. And this is the gold energy in the hot tubs. And the giraffes are going to do healings on us. So here they come. And here's the gold energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so again, request healing in this hot tub. They're going to do some detox on you. And we're going to now work with our physical body. And we're going into a room where they'll work with our circulatory system, along with checking out our heart valves. So if you have any concerns there, request a healing. And the light beams now are coming to you. And we're going into one of the surgical rooms right now to have this done. Here we go. So stronger. This energy comes into you. Stronger, 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 stronger. And they're doing some more work with our valves and our hearts. You might actually feel your circulation changing. And I see them doing some surgeries there, some energetic work too. And again, stronger, stronger. So just see how you're feeling, everybody. You might actually feel your body changing. You might feel a little bit more alert, and you might actually just feel a great internal peace inside of your body. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we'll go into another room to help us get rid of negative patterns, we'll say, addictions, things like this. This is what we call the centrifuge room. The reason why it's called that is because the room is all silver, kind of like the light infusion chamber. That's where they kind of got copied after, basically. And the room spins at different rates according to the vibration of the frequency that's being released from you. And if you're intuitive, you may be able to see an energy like a cloud leave your body and get attached to the walls. And so here we go. Might even feel the presence of where this is in your body as it leaves you. So again, think of a problem that you're dealing with. It could be a little bit emotional. Sometimes they do that, mainly as for physical healings. Addictions could also play into that role. So here we go, negative patterns. So the room is spinning. It's increasing the RPM. You're in the center of it. So here comes this energy in the centrifuge room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's go into another location. And we'll go into the room where they scan us for additional circulatory problems, maybe like blood clots in our body, varicose veins, maybe different growths that we could have related to that. And this is like all of your circulatory system that they're scanning right now. So if you have any concerns there, some location in your body, I request a healing. And the doctors now are working with you on this here. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Again, they're doing some deep healings here for everybody. So you want to request your healing. We're going to concentrate right now on like varicose veins. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to start to work with ligaments and tendons. If you have any concerns there, request healing. Here we go. And some more light beings are coming to you to help you for these surgical practices. Here we go. Energetic surgery. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And well, now we're going to work with maybe varicose veins, maybe work with our feet. Might have problems with our feet, our toes. Could have a problem with maybe your bones being deformed, possibly. So again, request healing for this here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the room that has some, the color kind of like is purple, but it has like it's metallic silver purple. And this room now is going to give us some wonderful healing. So again, just request your healing right now. And I'll put some music on so you can have some music and enjoy this healing right now. So here we go. Thank you. Okay, they're working more with our blood, and they're working with blood clots internally, if we have any. They're working with our digestive system right now. Here we go. So if you have any concerns, maybe too much stomach acid, problems digesting food, anything like that, intestinal problems, colon problems, request healing right now. And we're in the surgical rooms on the light ship. Here we go. One, command the energy to come down so we can feel it here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll work with like kidney stones right now, gallbladder stones. So here we go again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're in the silver waterfall room here. We've been in that for probably the last 10 minutes. There's more of the silver healing energy coming to us. One, two, three, four, and five. They have the koala bears. They're doing some healing on us now with our skin. Request healing if you like skin healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And a lot of people like to have dolphins, so we'll go into the water with the dolphins. Here we go. Swimming with the dolphins. They're working with our brain energies now. Here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. We're going to another room. This is where they have the very, very large trees, and also the sunflower room. The energies are coming to you now. Again, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one final room. And we haven't been in the room for quite a while here, where the pigs are. So we have three pigs, and we'll do some healing on us here. And here they come. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll just do one more time for the centrifuge room to release these patterns. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. OK, Okay, so we'll start to come back here. So we're going to be thanking the Life Beam Doctors for working with us this evening. Remember, the healing that you had tonight is between you and the Light Beam Doctors. So we're coming back down here, getting ready. Our animals and pets and whatever we brought up, flower, tree, garden, plants, are now joining us. And we're coming back down right now. I'll count to five. You can feel the energy probably change in your body as you come from the light ship, which is truly in the now. No time associated with it. Here we go. Coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. Let's see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there, Annika?
I am out here, Ron. Thank you so much, and thank you all for being on here tonight. It was just fantastic. And to be up on the light ship tonight, that was just amazing and very, very strong. And so many people commented, and thank you so much for sharing that. It's always so great to join us all on the Fast Chat and read. And if you want to come on during the week and continue and get the full benefit of all those healings that you felt the sample of course, this is fairly short that we're doing on the radio here, you are more than welcome to come on the week actually three times a week is when Ron does the hour-long sessions that we go to the light ship. So it's on Monday and Wednesday and Friday, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and it's for an hour and includes, of course, a lot more than what we can do here on the radio. Just wanted to mention that. If you wanted to also tune in for the marathon sessions that Ron is doing on Sundays, we have one coming up tomorrow, and that is the special intensive physical body rejuvenation of the organs, the nervous system, skin, and skeletal system, and that sort of thing. Ron is usually doing them three consecutive Sundays. And we still have one more to go here. Let's see where I have my dates now, but it's coming up tomorrow. And if you want to be on and you can't actually listen the whole 8 hours, that's totally fine. So it's coming up tomorrow, the 20th, and also on the 27th. So we actually have two more this month, and also coming up will be another session for a Saturday, too, Ron. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that. Isn't that coming up next Saturday?
Yeah, that'll be next Saturday. Yeah, we had the call scheduled, and somehow it didn't work. So I was still doing the call for people. So anyway, but I want everybody to have an extra one here. So
they're basically getting two this month for
getting
those
two,
people.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people love to have the water charge. So we'll be doing water charging tomorrow also, or a week from tomorrow. Week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Week from today is our Saturday call. 4 hours. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 4 o'clock Eastern. And if you wanted just to come on the call only just for that one time, it's $60. So you could do that too if you wish, and not do the 8 hour ones. But the call is very nice. We do a lot of healing, and we do 3 hours of healing and 1 hour of divine water charging. And
yeah.
The light, put in the light codes into the water for you. You drink one container of water per day, and they work after each other, we'll say. So whatever you had, say on Monday, then the next group of light beings will help you out with the second container of water on Tuesday, and they're in sequential order, so it's quite nice. So anyway, we'll have some call-ins tonight if you wish. We can have that. I'll be going to New York to the New Life Expo there, and the date on that will be, I believe, the 18th, 19th, and 20th of March at the New Yorker Hotel, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Penn Station there.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here too. 18, 19, 20th at the New Life Expo in New York. So
well, I'll be there. We had a great success in L.A. A lot of fun. Met a lot of new people. And as if you're listening, it's very nice to see the people that acknowledge that they've heard me somehow on BBS. And they came to see me and say hi. That was wonderful to see people, brand new faces, and knowing that you're part of the BBS listening audience. So that was great. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I'm going to bring up one question that I know comes up now and again. And there's a few people wondering how close do they need to be to the monitor, or if they are absentee from clearing. So for you who don't know what Ron is doing, basically there's lots and lots of clearings, which are healings that are on the website that you can do on the website. That means you can do them 24/7. You always have them available. It's just amazing to have that available, to just go online anytime you feel you want to. I am one of those people who do it all the time, so I'm always on there. And that is www.creationlightship.com, and you can go on there and see all the different clearings. I think you have over 500 on there now. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like a lot anyway. And then there's also some audio samples that you can go through that take you through a little bit more about what Ron is doing, and so much information on the website. So people are wondering, Ron, if they're having a clearing going, which clearings can you walk away from? Maybe you can specify a little bit if there are some that you really should be sitting in front of the monitor to do.
As long as the monitor is on in your house, you're going to probably be okay. But sometimes you have to actually click some buttons to change the way the healing is working for you. So if you're going through a clearing and you have to click on the button every 15 minutes, then as long as you come back and click on it, you're probably going to be okay. I think a lot of people, though, I would say, talking to people, they would much rather be in front of their computer, take the time out, their sacred time, and actually feel the energy. So it'll still work if you're away from the computer, but you must have the light being up. So basically, I would say stay around your computer. You can walk away from it, but you don't want to forget about it, because the dark side may want to have you do something else and forget about your healing, and they may take you somewhere else, and you may forget about that it's even on. So that's why a lot of times I specify that you should be there, especially like on the alien death barcode clearing. You want to probably stay with your computer to do that one. That one is very, very important to have the light being connect with you during that process. So anyway, that's what I find from most people. They put the computer on, that you can walk around and do things, but you do want to have that light being up. And
okay.
You don't want to close the light being off your screen. You don't want to minimize it to put it, you know, off your screen to do something else. It has to be up on your screen as the conduit. And you can do more than one clearing at one time, although you do not want to do the space-time clearing with anything else, and you don't want to do the timeline crashing with anything else. So sometimes people might want to put in four clearings at once. Maybe they want to clear four timelines with the same issue. That's perfectly fine, but you don't want to mix issues up. Emotional issues on the timeline. And that's kind of the way it works. With absentee healing, if you want to do a healing, we'll say an emotional one for a friend of yours, a relative or somebody, you don't have to be in front of the computer. Just start it up, and it will connect to them automatically. And they should start to feel the results probably within 3 days. It should be completed for them. Under most conditions, it's 3 days. The light beams will do it very gently for them. For yourself, if you do any clearings, they're done once the clearing stops. There's no processing. A lot of people are used to doing other modalities, and then they wonder, how long is this going to take for this to work? Once that clearing starts, it started, and it starts in the present moment. And when that light beam clicks off for the final millisecond that was doing the clearing, once it's turned off, it is done. So there's no processing on your part emotionally, and that's the way the clearings work. The light chip takes your complete spiritual blueprint of you and releases from you what that clearing is designed for, what you specified, and it will take away that particular energy according to your belief system of what that particular clearing is. And that's the way it works. And if you have maybe a little more of an issue, then you could also do maybe the seven generational clearing. And it depends what body you're working with. Everybody listening should have their whole lifetime emotional clearing done, along with the unlimited, so you can stay current and be more focused and be in the now. That clearing puts you back into the now very nicely, because it takes away your stuff. And takes away your baggage that you've had. There is one clearing that I don't normally talk about that I probably should, and that's the empathic clearing. So I talk about the feeling body, not sure the emotional one is what everybody needs first, okay? Unless you're maybe in a hospital or something, or you're having physical difficulties, and you want to do the alien death barcode. So you want to get that barcode off you of death. But if you're not dealing with that right away, then you want to do the emotional one first, and then at some point do the death barcode. But typically, if you do an emotional clearing and you say, gee, I still feel something, well, then it could be your feeling body. Maybe your emotional body is overwhelmed, and you're now using your feeling body. Or maybe you live in the mental. Maybe the mental one has all the energy in it. So it kind of depends what you have, but normally you go from emotional to feeling to maybe trauma, maybe sensory body. These are all how you view life here. And if you're really, really empathic and you do a couple of those clearings, you go, man, this just didn't really touch my issue, then maybe your empathic body is the one that you may want to clear out. So I don't normally mention that one, but we do have people who are very, very empathic. That's why that clearing is up. So it's been up for quite a while.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just actually saw a comment on the Yahoo group about that one person wrote, and thank you for doing that, for sharing, that particular person didn't think it was very present, but had been told by you that it probably was, and when he or she did it, then it really was felt. So thank you so much. And I actually had that with something I really didn't think I was, when I cleared the pain body. It's now a long time ago that I first did that, but when I first did that, I was so amazed how much pain I had to clear, you know. I could really, really feel it. So it's interesting when there's something we really don't think about, but when you're actually doing it, you might notice that was a big one. So that's great.
Yeah, it's very interesting. As all of you are listening, who's probably had some clearings, that sometimes the one that you don't really suspect is going to be the big one is what you really are looking forward to having. And if you've had clearings and you say, man, nothing's really working for me, it could possibly be because you have the magnetic and twisted bodies out of whack. And there's no light coming to them because they're out of harmony, out of resonance with your spirit, because they're turned and misadjusted by the darkness. So you may want to do that, and then you may find all the clearings that you had all of a sudden work instantly with your particular problem. So that's a really good one, too. Another thing which I'll be talking about probably many times here, but we mentioned about having cloned body parts inside of us. So what I'll do here is give you an example, and our show's going by quite quickly here. What I'll do is a robotic clearing. This I did in L.A., I did it back in New York, and I'd say, I could probably feel safe in saying that 95% of the people feel this clearing. And then you wonder, wow, am I a robot? Because I have the energy being released from me. Well, you have something in you that's being controlled by this. It may not be a robot exactly, or a clone, but you do have patterns. Remember, you could watch some of the military programs and watch the people maybe doing the same routine all the time on something. There was something about China, some kind of documentary that I saw, and it just told about China, and they showed all the people in aerial view doing martial art moves, and they all moved in unison. Exactly perfect timing, and they have all the young children doing whatever they're doing in the same sequence, whatever they're doing. So it's quite interesting to watch that robotic program that's being interfaced on them. And anyway, I won't go too much more into that, but, you know, if you watch people in a band playing, you know, and they're all marching perfectly, or you watch soldiers march, you know, this is kind of where I'm going with this here. You're seeing mass minds working together. So here we go. Let's do a sample of the robotic clearing. This is what I did in New York last time I was there, and also in Los Angeles last week. So here we go. Let's start with your shoulders, and we'll take away the robotic programming that's on you. And this energy is kind of outside of your body, and there's some kind of interface that connects to your body. So let's just take away the program here on your shoulders, kind of wiggle them and just see how you feel. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll move down your arm, including your arm to your and your elbows. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now I'll go down your arm further to your wrist, including your wrist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And palm of your hand and wiggle your fingers now and kind of see how you feel. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now I'll do your thumbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you may want to kind of like shake your arms, your fingers, everything, and just see if you have more movement. Okay, more flexibility. And if you do have more flexibility, it's because you had a program on you, you know, like the marionette, you know, and the puppet. So you're being used like the puppet. Who the marionette is, I couldn't tell you. But it's out there somewhere, some alien race was able to connect with you. So we'll just see what we have on the fast chat. I'll do one now for cloned body parts. So if you have an ache in your body or something that just isn't healing, it's very possible that you had somebody pray for you in a church or somebody did some kind of ritual practice on you, trying to heal you using the light of the darkness. Maybe they called in one of the archangels to do this here, which can't do healing, but they do use them through the light of the darkness. So the light does not heal that way. But it's possible that, you know, a practitioner that you went to actually took away your problem and you felt great. Now it came back to you again and you have no way to really work with it, especially the light, because the light can't heal it if it didn't create it. Remember, light attracts light. Darkness attracts darkness. And so the darkness could probably heal you, but you may not want to do that again. Been there, done that. And what else are they putting in you as far as controlling implants if a dark side practitioner is doing work with you? So it's very important to understand what that source of energy is that's doing the healing. And almost all practitioners are using the dark side energies of mind to do that because they were taught somehow. And the teaching of that is in a book, and that was created by mind, passed on to different people doing healings. And Reiki is one of those. Remember, they use symbols. That's why we have a natal chart clearing and a symbol clearing on the website, signs and symbols, to get those things released from you. So that's the aliens connecting two people through symbols to to connect them up to the light of the darkness. Does that healing work? Yeah, it can definitely work. But it's not going to last, and you don't know what's going to happen to you after that. So here we go. Let's think of something in your body that you may have problems with. And we'll see if we can get rid of that particular cloned energy out of you. It could be a cloned finger. Maybe you broke your finger and you did some prayers on it and it got healed. So you may have an artificial finger that looks physical, but it's not. And now you have a problem with it. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 here to release some of that energy if we can. One, this is releasing the cloned parts out of you made by the darkness. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, that's pretty heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do spirit infusion now. See if you get any tingles in that location of your body or warmth or something. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Annika, back to you. We got probably about 10 minutes here, so.
Okay, so maybe we can do a sample of what you were talking about before we say goodnight here, and that is the empathic body clearing. If you could do a sample of that for Mike and Stephanie and other people.
Okay, so we're going to go back. Take your age, okay, right now, whatever that would be approximately, if you know what it is. And you probably do. And here we go. We'll go back 10 years. So if you're, 31, we'll go back to 21. So again, we'll just pick a time here. We'll do the whole month, we'll say, let's go to June. So June, so take your age, go back 10 years, and it'll be in June. Here we go. So we'll take away some of the energies that are there that deal with your empathic energy. On the healing, it's a little bit different than this one here, but it will work the same. But I want you to focus on something here. You may not even know what it's about, but you may feel the energy leave you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see what that has done for you now. Remember, you're still carrying that energy with you, just like having a videotape of every moment that you were awake in June 10 years ago. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, great comments on the fast chat here by people. Thank you. Holly says that she felt remote-controlled energy outside myself leave, question mark. And Tanya is commenting about electric implants in our muscles. Somebody says, Bonnie says, felt cords of some kind. Yeah, it's very interesting. So thank you all for commenting. And I saw a question here by Tina about the seven generational clearings when we need to go back seven or more generations. So she is asking, does it clear up both sides of an issue, i.e. both victim and aggressor?
Boy, that's a very good question to ask. I will say it'll clear out what you put in initially. No, it will a little bit, maybe 10%, but I don't think it'll clear out the other issue that would be like the opposite of that. So it's going to clear out what you're asking the light beings to clear. Remember, they see you as perfect. So they're not going to clear out another person if you're a victim and there's a person victimizing you. It won't touch that person. And it won't clear out victimizer in you. It'll clear out the victim energy in you, but it won't go to anybody else who is the aggressor. And it will not clear out the energy of you being an aggressor, okay? Remember, the light being sees you as perfect. You have to specify that in the clearing. And that's the way it works. Otherwise, you could just say, heal me, and everybody would think that you would be healed instantly of everything, but they don't work that way. Then they'd be in judgment of you. And then they'd have to go through everything that you ever had and work with that. And they can't work that way. Remember, they don't judge. So in order for you to get healed, they would have to actually judge you to figure out what's wrong with you. So let's say that you had a lot of money in your life, and you said, heal me, and they thought for some reason that that wasn't the right thing to do. So they'd take away your money, that energy that you're living in. So that's how they kind of have to look at it. They can take away pain and things like this here, but remember, they always see you perfect. So if you have money or no money, it makes no difference to them because the energy itself is just energy. And it's what you're drawing to yourself. And they don't want to take away something that may be benefiting you. So that's the way you need to look at the clearings. So you need to request your clearing of what you want to have released from you when you do like a timeline crash or something like that, or a seven-generational clearing, because that's how the aliens attach to you. You want to get those off of you. So Larry has an interesting question here. Could an android in a spaceship, okay, so these are androids, artificial intelligent bodies, we'll say, being robots, et cetera, be a template of our robotic program? So I think what he's asking, can an android somewhere, maybe in a ship out there, it could be a cloud ship, have the program to control us and to do that? Yeah, very possible. I've seen people in the underground with a lot of connectors and I guess wires, we'll say. And these are actual physical people that I've seen there. You've seen some of these in the sci-fi movies, but I have seen people hooked up with many, many wires going through their brains, watching the computer monitor, and interfacing with that monitor and typing stuff in and doing different things. So no reason why they could not use an android to do the same thing. So, yeah, the ones that I saw on there got terminated. So there's a lot of stuff that some of the governments are doing that are not that are against the light ship's philosophy of free will, free choice, not interference, and they are interfering. So I've seen that probably a good couple of years ago. But, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that the aliens are doing, experimentations on people, humans. That's why I say most of the missing people that are missing because they got abducted. They're no longer around. So, unfortunately, when you look at those, like going into Walmart or other stores, or, you're seeing all these people that they're looking for, you would first think, oh, they're out there being held captive by somebody who did something to them. They, kidnapped them, et cetera. I would say very few of them probably are actually you know, that's happened to them. I think most of the people, especially the people who are single, are actually abducted and taken into the underground for experimentation by the aliens and or going off to parallel lifetimes or both. So back to you, Annika. Let's make the show a little bit lighter now.
Okay. So, yes, we're coming to the end here, and Mimi was asking about the seven generations, if it clears both sides of our parents, and yes, it does go through a lot of people. I can't remember how many it is when we get to the seven generations, Ron. I kind of...
It'll go back about 200 years in your genetic history.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people. It's a lot of grandparents that we have to go through. So
yeah, I think it's 256 people.
Yeah.
So you draw it out. Right. You know, you have you, then you double you, which is two, then double that is four, then eight, 16, and go back to seven.
Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of people when you calculate all those that come into it. So just to remind everyone before we get off today, we are on BBS Radio on Monday again, and Ron is on BBS four times a week, Monday at 4 Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Wednesday, 7 o'clock Friday, and 9 on Saturdays, and also on Ask One Radio on Mondays. And if you want to contact Ron, you can email at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and that's a very good way to connect. Also, go on to the website and check it out. There's a lot of information. So over to you, Ron. We're coming up to the end here. Anything we can do to kind of lead everyone?
Can you bring some nice peace energy through the light being here? So here we go. This is for peaceful sleep for the people on the East Coast. Here we come. And anybody else who wants to go to sleep now. So stronger. And the males are here to do that for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So blessings to all of you. Hope to see you all on the call tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. This is our 8-hour special call to get rid of the aliens that are living inside of you out. That's what we're doing, body rejuvenation and getting rid of these things that live inside of us that should not be there. And going into the quarantine room, and in the quarantine room is where you're being worked with. And from there, they look for your spirit out there in the beyond that got abducted, and they look for your body parts that have also been abducted in parallel timelines. So, thank you, everybody. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you, Annika. See you later, everybody.
Good night.